Thanks everybody for coming out today. I'm here in Syracuse to relaunch my campaign post-primary, and you're looking at Plan B for the 500,000 voters who voted for progressive Democrats and lost in the statewide races. I think that's not just the Cynthia Nixon voters, but the Zephyr Teachout and Jumaane Williams voters, because the ticket I'm running with, I believe, is the most qualified of any of the tickets that are running. My running mate, Gia Lee, is a public school teacher. She's one of the top organizers for teachers around the country. She was involved in helping the teachers in Arizona, Oklahoma, and West Virginia in their recent strikes in so-called right-to-work states. She just spent a week in Puerto Rico helping those teachers and their union resist the total privatization that disaster capitalism in the wake of Hurricane Maria is being attempted to be imposed by the Trump administration. And so she's a special education teacher, a leader in the opt-out movement. Our candidate for Attorney General, Michael Sussman, you put his resume of litigation in state and federal courts against the Democrats, all of them that ran, and the Republican, and his resume will dwarf theirs. And it includes landmark cases like the Yonkers desegregation case, the case that got a remedy for the black and Latino voters discriminated against by the civil service process. D.J. Henry, a black student from Pace University, murdered by a white cop that was not prosecuted. He got a $6 million civil service, a civil court settlement for that family. And he's done public corruption, environment, election law, you name it. And our candidate for attorney general would be going into the office with more experience than Tom DiNapoli had coming out of the assembly. That's Mark Dunley. And we're running because the people in office, including Governor Cuomo, can't solve the simplest of problems. We got three primaries in New York State, April for the presidential, June for the federal, and state local in September. And they can't even find one day to have the primaries on. That's a simple problem. Another simple problem, 47 years after the Surgeon General issued an urgent warning to test the children for lead, treat them if their lead is elevated in their blood, and then remedy the problem. 47 years later, 40% of the children in Syracuse, 40% of the children in Buffalo, 38% of the children in Utica, and double digits in all of our cities have elevated blood levels that damages neurological development and permanently impairs the physical, mental, and emotional development of our children. Now, remediating lead is not rocket science, but we don't make it a priority, and the state, by not sharing revenues and paying for its unfunded mandates, squeezes budgets like Syracuse, so we don't even have the capacity to remedy the lead. Our building inspectors don't know how to find the lead and or test it and make sure it's lead safe after it's been remediated. So these are basic problems, and those dwarf difficulty compared to the climate crisis or the growing polarization of income and wealth in the state, which creates cities like Syracuse, which is now the ninth poorest city in the country. So I would also say we're not just Plan B for the progressives who lost in those statewide races, those voters, but for what public opinion polls say the majority of liberals think they're with Cuomo. And I think we're offering them a better option, and I hope we'll get the opportunity to present it.